Today's daf in Masechet Nida is daf Samach Tet, Rot Yom Ibein Chomot Yerushalayim. So we have established that according to Rav, we would have said, as we said yesterday, Yihi, that even if you have Tchilatan Afa Pisha In Sofan, so that there was a Bedika on the first day of the Shivas Nikiyim, but there was no Bedika at the end until the eighth day. And nonetheless, according to Rav, we consider that to be days that are sefurim. And you have a right to count that as Shiva's Yomim Nikiyim, that she should be sefurim. Furthermore, Rav said a beautiful Kiddush, that the same thing is true in the inverse, exactly the same. Because what we could have is a case where she was bodeket atzma, as a Zava, on the third day itself. She found herself to be Tahira. Obviously, she can't count that third day itself towards the Shiva Sakiyam, which was the sheet of the Kutim. But, says Rav, if she was Bodeket at Atzma on Yom HaShvi'i, despite the fact that the next day after the Yom HaShlishi was the first of the Yemehas of the Shiva Sakiyam, nonetheless, even though there was no Tchila, it was okay because you had a Sof. So it's according to Rav, what we need is to establish that there was no Re'iyah, but we don't need that it should actually be Sforim Lefaneinu, that it has to be that we know exactly what we're doing, and that on that day we checked, and that was the situation. Question is, today, says the Gemara, how could that be? And they're continuing now on the second of the wide lines. Any, is that true? V'aki asa Ravin Omar. We know that when Ravin came along, he said that Masiv Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina To'ah, Velo Yadana Maiti Yufte. Now, before we get into this here, I think it's probably kedai for us just to review briefly, because that was something of a complex sugya, and we're going to be getting into more such issues. So, kedai, I think, just let's turn back to Daf Chavtet and look at that sugya once again. And that way, I think it'll make it a lot easier, even though it seems to make it a little harder. So we had a halakha over there, according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, that if a woman was mapila while she was in the water, she was passing through a river. So the din was that he held that since rov nashim are v'lad ma'alya yoldan, so she can bring a korban and it's nechal, and therefore you don't have to be choshesh for nidites. It's only one would think, and everything is okay. So we asked at the bottom of Chavtesa Manala, Ki Asa Ravin Amar Masav Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina To'ah.
Same tomorrow.
This is the bride we're referring to. It's really unimportant to us. Direct. As a matter of fact, the Mefarshim discussed why we have to even bring in the fact that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina asked Toya, since what we only want to know is the Braita that he asked from. There's a number of different approaches that I really don't think it's a problem. Because this was the makar of how the Braita was brought before Nenu, and everybody accepted it. Because he was asking Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi has a din of Tanu v'Polik. It wasn't a problem. You see that everybody was made it to this Braita. So we want to just simply quote it the way that we quoted it. So he asked the question from Toya, and Ravin says, I don't know what his question was. It makes absolutely no sense, the question. Okay, what was the braita that everybody was so concerned with and that we today are concerned with again? It's this, that Isha sheyatzta mele'a uba'a rekanit. So a woman had left us a long time ago, and we really don't know at which point she had delivered a child. But we know that somehow or other, she is no longer pregnant. And she comes in front of us. From the time that she's come here, she has kept Shalosha Shavuot Tahirin. So we know that there was no Re'iyah whatsoever for 3 weeks. And together with the day that she came, we're going to see later on, we'll get into the details if we count that. This has to be from the night and so on. Let's forget that for a minute. And then another 10 weeks in which we start off with the fourth week, Echa Tameh V'Echa Tahar. The din is that she can sleep with her husband on the night between the 34th day and the 35th day. And if you hold Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, you'd have to be Tovelet 95 different Tefillahs according to Beit Shammai. and 35 tefillos according to Beit Hillel, and we'll see what that's all about. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the tefillah b'zman mitzvah. He says, what do you have to go to the mikveh so many times? Anyway, you're not going to be able to utilize your Torah. Wait until the end of this whole period and die in the tefillah shnei b'achrona. So now, the Gemara analyzes what that case was. What is exactly the problem of the Braita that he's asking? So, it says like this. Okay, the first week, obviously, she cannot sleep with her husband because she says she has no idea where she's holding. We know that she was pregnant. How do we know that she didn't have a baby that was a zachar, and that when she came in front of us, that was basically the day that she's yoledes, and that she now has 7 days, she's going to be tummy. So the first week, she's tumeah. The second week, and how do we know she wasn't yoledes in a cave and it's 14 days of tumah? So even though if she's not bleeding and there's no problem, since we know she was pregnant, that's for sure we have this chun. Fine. Shavua Shlishi, the reason she cannot sleep with her husband during the third week is because we're afraid that maybe not only was she going to let it to Nekeva of 14 days, but maybe she had even before the Leda seen 3 days during Yemei Ziva, because she had had her period or had a stain during her pregnancy, and this was already in the 11 days after the 7 days that stain would have caused, that she was seeing Yemei Ziva and she wasn't suffering from contractions during the time, in which case she became a Zava Gedela, and now she needs Shivas Vekiyin. And even though the first 2 weeks she wasn't bleeding, but we're assuming here that she cannot keep Shivas Nekiyim in the middle of Yomim that are Tmeim because of Leda, so we can't count the first 2 weeks because maybe she was Yoledes Bekeva, so we need the third week in order to be Mitaheret that she should have her Shivas Nekiyim from a Leda Beziva. Fine, but the fourth week, I understand that she is... obviously she's bleeding. I mean, we said echatami vechatar after those 4 weeks, after the first 3 weeks. So the fourth week, even though she's being royadam, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, this was the question that we were asking. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, if we're tying that any woman is going to be yoledes of Lad Ma'alia, because of the roof, we don't have to worry about anything else. She would be able to bring a korban. The korban would be nechal. So according to him, why can't she be shemeshameshet even if she's being roya? Because according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it's dab tahor. Because we know for sure whether it was a zocher or a nekeva, she's definitely in the middle of Yomei Taira. Must be the zaray against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mishum delo asvino basar guba. Why do I say, Robin, that I don't understand what this is? A ridiculous question. It's a ridiculous question. I mean, who's to say that she wasn't yoledes 2 months ago? I mean, it doesn't. You want to be makel and say, because we're being chayish, that today, the day she came before us, that's the day that she was mapella. Maybe she was mapella a month ago, 2 months ago. Maybe she was already finished with Yemei Tayar. So what kind of weird question is this, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So therefore, ima yirchika leidata. Fine. Now, remember that the way that we worked out the sugya, and this is the part that's going to be problematic to us, assuming that what Rav said is serious, namely that it's possible to have shivas nikiyim that are not sforim lefanenu, because sforim lefanenu implies I know that each one of these days with Torah, so at the very least, I need to establish during the shivas nikiyim that there was a bedika that started the Shivas Nekiyim, even if you want to say we'll include all the days in between, but that would only be because it's the equivalent of Svarim Lefaneinu. But the way Rav was learning, that really all you need to do is to establish that she's tired. No. So then that would mean that all of the Sfeikas that we have now should take into consideration a new suffix, which is, how do we know, if you're telling me that on some basis there was to assume that she hasn't been re'edam before, even if there was no bedikah lefaneinu, what's the difference? As long as she would be bodeket b'sov, that might be the last day of her shivas nekiyim. So then we should have to add a bedikah for the shivas nekiyim in every one of these days. And we'll see that that is exactly what we do not say. Let's go into, again, a review of the sugya to see that that's not what we do. Because what happens is like this. The Gemara now asks about the Braita. It's the fifth week. The fifth week was the Echa Tohar of the Echa Tomei Echa Tohar for the next 10 weeks, right? Okay, so 3 weeks she didn't see. Fourth week she does see. Fifth week she is basically not being Raya down. So, therefore, ask the question like this. Hach Shavua Chamishi, the Tohor. If she's not being Raya down, why can she not be Mishamesha during the fifth week? But well, that's because the fourth week, every single day, we are not sure whether it may be the end of her Yemei Leida completely, in which case every single day may be the Tchilas Nida. So that means that even the last day of that week, the 28th day, might have been, and she's been Raya that entire week, that fourth week, 4 times 7 is 28, and therefore maybe that day is Tchilas Nida. So if that day is Tchilas Nida, she now has to count another 6 days. She's going to need Shiva Lenidas. Okay? So very good. That brings us to the 35th day. The night of the 35th day. If the night of the 35th day, that's when she can be Mishamesh, says the Gemara. The question is, wait a minute, but even the 21st day, why can't she be Mishamesh? Because the 21st day, what we're being gracious over here is that it would be the last day of Rishivas Vekiyim. So she could go to the mikveh today and then be mishamish? No. Because he's going, Aliba the Rabbi Shimon holds us to last, says, Ken Shemet Avalidei Sofek. Remember that he holds, you cannot rely on that, because what happens if she's Raya and she's Soteris and she was Sakiyim? And if you'll be mishamish, well, let's go to the mikveh now, so then you're going to be based on that, she'll be mishamish. And therefore, in the end, we say she shouldn't even go to the mikveh. Here we're talking about the Tevila B'Zman HaMitzvah. She goes to the mikveh, she cannot be mishamish. Okay, fine, so why not be Mishamish that night? Oh, we're talking about that every night is when she didn't see only during the day. When we say that she saw in the week, we mean she started seeing it in the evening of the day. And here is where it starts getting complicated. So now, according to Beit Shammai, we need 95 tefillahs. Okay, so the Shavua Kama, the first week, we have to be tefillahs every single night. Because we said, okay, maybe she's a Yoledes Zohar. And therefore, this would be the end of her Tumas Leida. The Shavua Sheni, maybe she's a Yoledes Nekeva. And maybe the Yamama, we also have to, because if she was a Yoledes Zohar Bezov, so then she finished already the 7 days of her Tumas Leida. And now she could start keeping her Shiva Sakim if she wasn't a Yoledes Nekeva. And because of that, we have to also be Tevelis her, because maybe she is also a Yoledes Bezov. The Shavua Shlishi were Matbiler be a mama, because maybe she was a Yoledes Nekeva Bezov. Why Bele Luta? And this is Beit Shammai the Tamayo, all the Tfilas Yom Arov. Boy, Tfila, he holds that you need another Tfila Balayla, because essentially she's a Tfilas Yom Arov if this is the end of her Tfilas. So now let's go back to our Gemara, to our Sukkah. And the problem is that since Kaimon, since the way that we ended up understanding the Sukkah is that Shavua Kama Da'ati Lekaman, she came in front of us that first week, and we said, okay, she has to be Tovelet Balelot. But there's no point in being Tovelet or Biyamama, because why would we be Tovelet Biyamama, since even if she was here, let us preserve, it's not possible that we should need to be Matbiler. Why not? Why not say, maybe if Yerchika Leidasa, she's over her Zman of the Tumas Leida, she went to the mikveh, and now that she went to the mikveh, maybe this day is already the last day of Rishivas Nikim. So why not go ahead and be Matbil her? Because after all, you don't need Sfurim Lefanenu, isn't that what you said? According to Rav, we didn't need to have a clear cut of Sektaira and make sure that there was a Vedika on the first day of Rishivas Nikim. So therefore, if that's the case, why would we not require Tvila Biyamama? But we said we only need Bilei Luta, but Biyamama lo matbilin la. Excuse me, but if Rav actually holds Yisak adaitach lo beinat tzvurim lefaneinu, so then why don't we have to be matful or Biyamama nami matbilina? Dilmi Yoledet Zachar Bezovi. How do we know that she wasn't Yoledet Zachar Bezov a while ago? Okay. And maybe she already is on the last day. Now, of course, the kashus seems absolutely crazy. I mean, the only thing that Rav said is that if she made a bedika before, that that counts towards her shiva tzedakin, because you don't need tzfurnu lefaneinu at the beginning, right? Where in the world did she make a bedika over here? We're not... Well, Rav doesn't say she doesn't have to establish that she's not being roya. The whole point over here is that we're saying that if she comes, she has no idea what's going on with her. So she's a complete ignoramus about, well, all we know is that she was pregnant when she left and she's not pregnant anymore. So something must have happened to her. That's all that we know. We're going to tell her what halacha is. Why in the world, because Rav holds that it would be enough to establish that she wasn't roya, even though it was outside of the Shiva's Nikim, why the heck should we say that we should be matbila b'yom? Because what? Because we count it today? That's the first day. That's not the last day. So what's the Gemara's kasha on Rav? There's a number of different approaches in the Rishonim. What's the Gemara's kasha on Rav? So Ramban says the kasha on Rav is because since we know that she was a yoled, so therefore during that time after the Leida, we are assuming that that is a period in which she's not going to be bleeding stam. And therefore there's no nidais. And it's the equivalent of a hafsek tyra, which is, wow, that's a little bit strange. Tzeis HaRosh says an amazing pshat. Tzeis HaRosh says like this. The din of hafsek tyra is really only derabbanan. They need to establish absolutely that she isn't being right. Therefore, if the entire reason that we're putting her into the mikveh is because tefillah b'zvana mitzvah, why should we be mavata the din of tefillah b'zvana mitzvah with the takana derabbanan of requiring a hafsek tyra? Let us assume that she wasn't being roya the way we would have assumed to be the oraita. She can't be roya forever. So Mamela, how do you know that she hasn't actually had the last Shivat Yomim clean of any bleeding? And therefore, if we're bleeding today, it'll be the last day of those Shivat Nikim. So according to Rav, we should at least be machmer if you all feel of his bana mitzvah. Let's be machmer since he holds you don't need to establish on the Shivat Nikim gufas form lefanenu. So then if that's the case, then we're not going to be mavatal and mitzvah the arise of tefillah because of the fact that the Rabbanim were gay, so no, we insist on having a hafsek tyra. And therefore, this would be a kasha l'Rav, even though obviously Rav wouldn't hold you could be seinef on the Shivat Nikim, but since the whole point of this bright is to establish how many tefillahs you would need, so then she should need these additional tefillahs during the day of the first week, which we didn't count, because we said there's no possible way for her to need tefillah during the day of the first week because she wasn't so fair she was in the Kiyam. So Isaac at Isaac Lobin and Sfurim Lefanenu, the Yomama Nami Nitvalino, why not put her into the mikveh? Because if she was a Yoled Zocher Bezovi, and she was of the Lasifurim, because that's the default position, according to Rav, El Alav Shemaim, you know, you see clearly, Bein and Sfurim Bifanenu. Listen, what is the question over here? V'lav miukimnak Rabbi Akiva, Doma Bein and Sfurim Bifanenu. Listen, we said that this entire issue is only going to make sense. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. We had Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said today, the day that she counts is the only day, that last day is the only day you can count. Which means, according to him, there's no such thing as establishing. Even within the Shiva Sakim, there's no such thing as establishing that you have Shiva Sakim without a bedika. That's mamish lefaneinu every day. She needs to have made that bedika, then she knows. In front of me, I established today's one of Shiva Sakim. Obviously, according to Rabbi Akiva, Rav would never have said, it's ridiculous, that because you establish it outside of the Shiva Sakim, that you don't need to swim the funeno. What are we asking over here for? If this is going on, leave it to Rabbi Akiva. So then, why in the world would we say that we should be put her into the mikveh during the day of the first week? I understand, says the Gemara, I understand that that's true, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. But how do you know that according to Rabbanan that argue, according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Lord, how do you know that they don't need Tzvurim Lefanenu? I understand they don't need it in the same way that Rabbi Akiva needs it, obviously. But certainly they might be saying that this is the equivalent of Tzvurim Lefanenu. Having established that the first day on the Shiva Sakim, she isn't being right. And on the seventh day in the Shiva Sakim, she wasn't Raya. Fine, that's a shiloh of how you can look at the Chazorka, that she's not being Raya, as the equivalent of Tzvurim Lefanenu. But there's no possible way in the world that a Bedika before the Shiva Sakim is Lefanenu. That just establishes that you're assuming, but that's the opposite of Lefanenu. There's no way that a Bedika on the eighth day could possibly establish that she's Lefanenu. So you're saying that according to Rav, well, what's the big deal? whether it's on Yom HaShemini, or Yihi, whether it's on the third day of the actual Riyah of the Zivas, which obviously doesn't count towards the Shivas Nekiyim, but counts towards establishing a tire at the count Shivas Nekiyim, but that is completely out of any possible description of Svarim Lefaneinu. So if I know the Rabbi Akiva holds you need Svarim Lefaneinu, and all I can tell you about Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, is that they may define with this chazaka the equivalent of Svarim Lefaneinu. Where does Rav get off saying that, B'chol, you don't need Svarim Lefaneinu? Show me that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar don't hold you need Svarim Lefaneinu. Oh, no, that, I can show you that. Of course I can show you that. The Tanya should say. Take a look at the Braita. A woman who has no idea where she's holding, you may see this, you may need this. So she comes into Bezin, and she says, listen, guys, I'm really confused. I don't remember anything. I remember that I definitely saw some dam. I don't remember when, and I don't remember what days I was in. What do I do? So what we do is, Madbelinan Oisa, Teisha Tefilites, we need to have her go to the mikveh 9 times. Because each one of these times, obviously we're continuing on with the Shita, not like Rabbi Yossi. That's the Tefillah B'Zvana Mitzvah. So if she says that I saw, so we need 9 tefillahs. Shiva, we need 7 of these tefillahs from the Kashash of her being a Nida, and we need 2 of these tefillahs from the Kashash of Ziva. So assuming, we're going to see there's an Afkamina, whether she comes B'Yom, or whether she comes B'Laila, right now we're taking everything very Pashut. So she comes during the day. Okay, so we say, look, you know what? You came, we have no idea. Maybe the day you came was the last day of your nidais, because you don't remember when you saw. So go to the mikveh tonight, because listen, it could be you were a nida, and today's the last day of your shivas yom. Tomorrow is also maybe the last day of your shivas yom. I have no idea. So memela, we are going to need to do that every single night for the next 7 nights. Okay. Now, we're also going to be afraid that there were 2 possibilities of her being a Ziva, because it could be the day that she came in front of us, she was Roya. If that's the case, then that means that tomorrow she's a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Okay, so if that would be the case, then we'd have to be Tevel her the next day. Yeah?
It's 2 days later.
But it's possible that she was Raya Yom Keneged Yom the day before that she came in which case this is the day. So we have no idea. Memela, it could be that she saw the day before. It could be that she saw today. And therefore we have a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom requires an additional 2 tefillahs. So altogether we're going to need 9 tefillahs. 7 for Nidais, 2 for Zivais. Now, if she says, Ben Ashmoshes, Tomei Ra'isi, so then, and she doesn't know the Ben Ashuas. In other words, what it means is, as the Rosh explains, it means that that's when she's coming. So, Tomei Reisi Matbelinosa Yud Aleph Tvilas. Over there, you need 11 Tvilas. 11? How do you get 11? I mean, didn't we cover basically everything? Why is there 11? Yud Aleph Maya Vidatayu. Omer of Yermi Amitifti. No, it's talking about she came Ben Ashmoshes. Not that she's saying I was right Ben Ashmoshes. She comes Ben Ashmoshes. Now, we don't know. This Ben Ashmoshes, we have no idea at what point was she Roya right this second? Is this second Min HaLaila? Is this second Min HaYom? Is the Tefillah we're going to do already after the night of the day that she... We don't know now what it is. We have to be marked from both directions. So since she comes Ben Ashmoshes, we now have to add an additional Tefillah for her Nidas. So now we're going to have Tamani Lanidas, because she comes to Fanenu. She's coming here. Bein Hashmashes. So therefore, she needs to be Tevelis right now, because today could be the Laila of her Zvan Tefillah. And therefore, every single night, she's going to need to be Tevelis. And we are also going to have 3 Sveikas for Ziva, because her 3 Sveikas for Ziva is that now it could be that this Bein Hashmashes was still your mama. So Memela, maybe that already counted to Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. On the other hand, it could be that she just saw now at the beginning of the Lilia. So therefore, we need in this case to add an additional tefillah. But if she had said, this is absolutely crazy, if she had said, listen guys, I'm very confused, I haven't seen any dam. Then she needs 15 tefillahs. Oh my Rav, I mean, This dina, the law of dina, you know, this insane kind of galocha, that's exactly the way the galochim are dying. That really means in Mokum, it's called galchim. But yeah, the galchim, that's what they do, because they hold like this. Somebody who owns a shore in town, so he has to participate. What they did is they made a shore pool instead of a carpool. But what happened is that anybody that had a shore, see, he takes his turn at watching all the shvarim in town. And that way, everybody has got a turn once a month, whatever it is. So if you have a shore, so then for each cycle, you watch for one day. But if you don't own a shore, then you have to watch for 2 days. You're not a balabayas or a mela.
Still, right?
No, it's Obamacare. If you don't want insurance, then you have to pay. Fine. So, Lisa Treyumi. This is a typical liberal kind of thing. Right? It's a way of not communicating what you figure out the reason is. Okay. So, one time it happened by then that there was Nebuch, this poor kid. He was a Yosem, and his mother is an Almana. They didn't own anything. So, they forced him. He has to watch two days. So, they give him all of the shvarim in town. And he shechts all of the shvarim, and he says, gentlemen, anybody who owned a shor, take, please, one of the skins of the animals that I shechted. And somebody who didn't own any shvarim should take two skins. So he said to him, what are you, crazy? My Heide Garmet. I'm like, why not? Save dina, get tchilas dina. I understand. The tchilas dina was, la manda les le'odi. A guy who doesn't own anything is in a better position, because he's mechuyev to do it twice. 2 days, so Savdinanami, somebody who didn't own a shore, has more rights to the rights of the shore. So that's what you're saying. You're telling me the same thing. Somebody who comes along and says, Ra'iti, so she needs 9 tefillos. The maximum she needs 11 tefillos, comes Ben Hashbash, but she says, don't worry about a thing, I don't have any dam. Then she has to go 15 times in a mikvah. What are you talking about? Ela Ema Hochi. Obviously, she didn't say, I didn't see it all. What she says was, that I didn't see me, I have no idea what's going on. I don't know what happened bichlal. I definitely saw Damo, but I don't remember. Did I see one day? Did I see 10 days? Was it b'mei nida? Was it b'mei ziva? I have no idea what's happening in my life at all. So over there, if she says, I don't know how much Dam I saw either. Maybe I was bleeding a long time. I don't know if it's b'mei nida, I don't know if it's b'mei ziva. So then, matbilinu nota. So then we have to be machmir, to be matfuler, chamesh esrei tefilot, and because we have to be chash, maybe she's also a zove gedela. And if she's a zove gedela, then we would only be able to be teveles after she keeps her shivas nekiyin. Okay, so then we end up needing to be chashish both for shemaras yom keneged yom, and we'd have to worry about her being a zove gedela. So if, and here's how it works out. I'll tell you, come on, be a mama. So if she shows up during the day, so then we split it up like this. Yavina la shavla nida. So let's say, cases here, Rashi brings the case where she comes now on Shabbos. That way we can easily refer to the days of the week in order to, so she comes on Shabbos, she starts now on Matzei Shabbos with her tefillahs, because maybe she started seeing Sunday. And that was the beginning of her nidex. And so until the next Friday night, she's going to have to be tevelis. Because we don't know if she came on Shabbos, she might have been right on Shabbos. And maybe that was the beginning of your main nidex. We have no, and she says, I don't know. So maybe that was the only day. She says, I have no idea. It could be I saw once, could be I saw 100 times. I don't pay attention to these things. I'm a modern woman. So Mamela, okay, so if that's the case, maybe she saw that morning. That was the beginning of Yomei Nidais. So Mamela, we're going to have to be Teveles every single night after that. And we're also going to need to put her in the mikveh 8 times for Zivas. So that means she comes on Shabbos, she has to go into the mikveh today. Because maybe today was the last day of her Shivas Nekiyim, and she had already had Svurim. And the next day, she also has to go. And all the way through till the next Shabbos, because how do we know? Maybe the third day of her Reyes was the Shabbos that she came in front of us. Because we don't know. She doesn't know how long she saw. So maybe she became a Zove Gedela now on Shabbos. And now, today, the next Shabbos, is the first time we have a Tefillah after Shivas Nekiyim. So we don't have to worry about that also. And there, we'd have to add a tefillah for every one of those days. But if she's atoyla kaman b'leilut, if she comes at night, so then yavina la tamani lanida, then we have to put her into the mikveh immediately, because tonight may be the end of her shivas yomim, and now she can go to the mikveh right now when she came. If she came during the day, she can go right now to the mikveh for nida, she has to wait until the night to go. And therefore, every single night, we're not sure. So we're going to put her into the mikveh. Maybe she had seen during the night, but on the other hand, maybe she during the day before. So we had to add that one tefillah because of the fact that, after all, it could be already the night after her nidas, if she comes at night. Oh, on the other hand, she might have seen tonight. So maybe tomorrow night would be the night after her nidas. So I don't know.
It's all based on the tefillah b'sman mitzvah?
Yes, of course. I mean, she can't be b'shameshet anyway. It's only because the tefillah b'sman mitzvah. So therefore, she will have to have a tefillah every single night. And it could be that she saw mamish tonight, and therefore tomorrow is really tonight, and tomorrow is the first day. So next Shabbat, she's also going to go to the mikvah. And we will also need 7 tefillahs for her zivahs, and shav leziva, and, okay, the Gemara is going to show in a moment, shav leziva, how do you get shav leziva? Ziva should be tmanya boy. Why don't you need the 8 tefillahs, because Shabbos itself, she would have to be tevelas. So again, the same sheet that we said in the Reisha, maybe today is the day that she could be tevelas for Shiva Snekiyim. I don't know. Next Shabbos, she's also going to have to be tevelas, because it could be Friday night was the beginning of a Re'iyah over here. She saw that night, and that was the last night that was the Yom HaShlishi, in which case the next Shabbos would be the end of the Shiva Snekiyim. So what are you telling me? How do you understand? You get 16 over here. What did you get? 15. So according to this, it doesn't work out. The whole sphere here doesn't work out. How do you get the fact that it should be shav leziva, ziva tmanya boy? Yeah, you're right. The truth is, in both cases, it's idi shav leziva tmanya leziva. The only reason that we said it this way is like this, because the truth is that the b'leiluta, if she came at night, so the Tamani Lanida, there we said, you have to have that extra one, okay? Why don't we bother mentioning it? Because the truth is, I have to be mechalik between Yom V'Layel, and I don't like being mechalik between Yom V'Layel. Therefore, when it comes to Ziva, the Ziva is psikale. Why did I say 15? Because no matter when she comes, it's always going to be the same number. So the ziva, the psikali, lo shnak yatekam abimama, lo shnak yatekam ambalaylia, we're going to include it. And therefore I mention it and I say it's 15. You're right that it might be 16, but the extra one is for the nida who comes at night. So the nida, the lo psikali, I can't tell you the number straight up, because then I'll have to get it all kvetch. I'll have to say, well, by nida, over there it depends. Kiati kaman b'leiluta, then it's going to be 8, which will give it a total of 16. If she comes be a mama, then she doesn't need 8, because we're certainly not going to be mad, we can't be mad for the night before. Loka fashiklai, therefore I don't bother mentioning it. Okay, fine, that explains the lashon of the braita. What's it negea us? Very simple. If you're going to tell me that even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua agree with Rabbi Akiva, that you need Svurim Lefanenu, well, why in the world is she not going to make it? I don't understand. What's the suffering? Did she count Lefanenu Shiva Snekiyim? That you're saying, well, maybe today is the last day of her. What do you mean the last day of her Shiva Snekiyim? She says she doesn't know what she's doing. Where's their last day of her Shiva Snekiyim? Ella Meyer saying, oh, but Shiva Snekiyim, it's possible. Maybe it was Shiva Snekiyim, because she wasn't Roya. But that's exactly what Rav is saying. Somebody holds that we don't need Svurim Lefanenu. If you're going to tell me that there's no shitan that agrees that you don't need Svurim Lefanenu, and that you could count, as Rav said, the third day of her zivas, you could count, so then what are we putting into the mikveh so much for? So call on it to be let her count Shiva Zekian, and then she'll go to the mikveh. But we have no chashash that she should be tevelas, because maybe it must be that even though we know, of course, it would be absurd to say that according to Rabbi Akiva, she should need all of this if there was no Sfir Lefanenu. But apparently, Rav is right that if you hold like those who are chaylik on Rabbi Akiva, then whatever it is that's keveah, that she started her Shiva Sakim, even though we can't say absolutely she started her Shiva Sakim, this is an extension of Rav's halacha, that if she made a bedikah on Yom HaShlishi, And as the Ramban said, or she was assumed to be Tahira because she's already after her Leda, or as the Zarar says, she doesn't really need to be Mafsika B'Tahira, she's not going to bleed forever. Okay, so essentially what Rav is saying is that when it comes to the Chiyav of Tevila B'Zmana Mitzvah, you should always be Chayishish, that maybe she had non-Svurim L'Fanenu Shivas Nekiyim. So apparently somebody holds that. So Shmami Narabban and Idami Lobin is Swan Lafanenu. Therefore, don't ask me what right did Rav have to jump to the conclusion that if Rabbi Akiva holds any Swarm Lafanenu, what makes you think that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua don't hold Swarm Lafanenu? They just define what Swarm Lafanenu means differently. But nobody's gonna jump to the conclusion that you don't even need the Khlal Swarm Lafanenu. You see from this Braisa, obviously somebody holds you don't need Swarm Lafanenu, otherwise why is she going to the mikveh? Look, the Braita made no sense anyway, right? I mean, the Braita said a woman comes and says, I didn't see Dam. So Rava says, very funny. So you said, it doesn't mean I didn't see Dam. It means, I am so confused that I don't know what I'm talking about. That's what it means. I mean, that's a pretty big stretch. So you have to be metarits the lotion of the Braita to mean something entirely different. Right? So, you need it anyway to explain this bright in a way that it doesn't say anything. So why not throw in the words already? I don't know what I'm doing, Bichlal. I don't even, it could be I even made a Hefsek Tyra. I mean, you're telling me that we don't know what she says exactly when she says, I don't know what I'm doing. So maybe I don't know what I'm doing includes a Hefsek Tyra. So maybe she could say, and you know what, it could be that I even made Hefsek Tyra and I already started counting. Now, who knows? Maybe this was the last day my Shiva's the Kiyam. I don't even know. Okay, so if that's the case, if she says Safarti, Veinu'yodat Kama Safarti, you know what, I don't even know. Maybe it was B'mei Nida, maybe it was B'mei Siva Safarti. I have no idea what I'm talking about. So put in those words also, and then it makes sense. So then, Ma'bi, Linotah Chamesh Esrei Tefilas. What? Says the Gemara, Safarti, Ve'eni Yodat Kama Safarti. I mean, but she's saying I definitely Safarti? So if she was definitely Safarti, how would you get 15 tefillahs? One of the days, she couldn't possibly be that this is the beginning of her Shiva Zakim since she already counted one of her days as Shiva Zakim. So the Chad Yuma Mia Yevshadalai Safar, she says, for sure I counted. So then one of these days we shouldn't be putting her into the mikveh. It must be Sechosrullah Tefillah, then we only have 14 Tefillahs. Now, I mean, I'm not sure if I was Sephardi, if I wasn't Sephardi, but put that into her words, goof of herself. Because anyway, you're saying that she says, Loira Isi, that's what it means. Loira Isi in any way that could have any halakhic implications. That's what she's saying. So if that's the case, that's how you want to be Mataritzit. So include in that, it could even be that I was Sepharis. If that's the case, then it was Sferm Lefanenu. Because at least if you hold it, you could count Sferm Lefanenu with the first day of the Shivas Tekiyim, and you would be Mitzarev the entire time in between. So therefore, it's not 100% Raya that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua would argue and Rabbi Akiva Lagabi Sferm Lefanenu. It's possible.
Major senior moments she was having.
How can I ask a biblical such a woman? I don't understand.
He wasn't around. When he comes, when he's in town, he insists on keeping a record on his computer. She says, "But I don't know nothing from computers."
If he's not around, what difference does it make? If she's not around, just need to.
English.
He's not around.
If he's not around,
you love his man and mitzvah.
What mitzvah he's not around?
Tefillah b'zman mitzvah is nothing to do with him. Tefillah b'zman mitzvah is a din in Tyrus. Person b'chuyev tefillah, you go to the mikveh. It's nothing to do with why you're going to the mikveh. That's the goof of the machlokes. You don't pass it like this, but the whole price is going on the business. Tefillah b'zman mitzvah.
The way she handles even in the future, she wouldn't know what's going on.
I mean, in the future, we hook her up to the computer. What's the matter? No.
Okay.
Okay. This medication.
So here we have male or female who was being metame in their lifetime as a tumah yotzei gufa that required now for us to be metire them before they would end up not being metame mishkav umayshav. And they die. The din is that they're metamim b'masa, which of course the Gemara says is a little ridiculous. Anybody who dies is metamim b'masa. Of course. Okay, the Gemara will answer that. So they continue to be metame as azov and azov and anida, achi yimoka basar, until such time as the body actually decays. Ovek kechovim shemes, on the other hand, and ovek kechovim, who anyway is only tame midarabanan, we're not talking about tumas mates, we're talking about the tumas zivas. He is tar milatame in this tumah, whatever it is. However, we're going to answer what it means to be metame b'masa, because since it was only a tumah d'rabbanan, so the moment that he died, they weren't metame. The question over here is, what in the why would there be any change? Somebody was telling me tumah shebehem la'echan ha'ocha. Sam Sefer points out. Well, what do you mean? So he dies. So what? What are we talking about? Something that's tummy. Something that's tummy becomes untummy because it dies. So some services, the commission is taking for granted that it's not going to be different than kalim. If it could be shaver kalim, and the shviras kalim takes away whatever tumah they have, so if you're shaver the person, there's questions, what is considered to be shvira? But if you're shaver the person, he's no longer here as a person. So that's the question, what is considered to be the point at which you've broken the person, and therefore the tumah, you can't ask tumah, heichan holcha. Then if you ask that, you can ask the same thing about kalim. But the pshat tumah she'echan holcha would only be where nothing has changed in that which carries the tumah. If there's nothing to carry the tumah, so then you can't ask le'echan holcha. Beit Shammai omrim, kol hanashim metot nidot. According to Beit Shammai, a woman who died is assumed basically to be a nida, and therefore we would have to take for granted, we'll see in the Gemara what this means, that anything that she touched prior to her death and so on would be tameim because Anita touched her, even a moment before she died. We don't have such halacha. If we know that she was Anita, she's Anita. Okay, so now let's start explaining this very opaque Mishnah. Let's see. We're going to discuss every part of the Mishnah. So first of all, what are you talking about? A zav, Anita's betame b'masa. I should hope so. Dead people. So my b'masa, you can't possibly mean literally b'masa. I mean, in b'masa, mamash, to call me lo matame b'masa. What's nafkamina? Whether they were tuma yotzmi gufam. If there's a dead body is matame. Ela, my b'masa. When we say masa, we don't really mean masa. We mean the special tuma that is called Evan Misama. Where do we get that lashon from? Evan Misama. Big machlokas in the Rishonim precisely how to define the actual case of Evan Misama. And if we define it, what exactly is the type of tumah that it is? But let's say an Evan Misama is a stone that is so heavy that it's immovable, and there's things beneath this stone, or it's a stone that is so heavy and immovable and it's on top of something that's supporting it, and now a Matami Mishka Vameshra sits on top of it, and there's things underneath the stone, but that stone is being supported not by them, it's being supported by Yitidot. But underneath the stone. Okay, that again is it's a major sugya. I want to go into the details of Evan Misama here.
The things
underneath are metame. Good. So this is a special halacha, whether it comes under as Rashi, or it comes under the general getter of Tumas Masa, or whether it's really Tumas Mishka V'Meishav, an extension of the concept of Mishka V'Meishav.
The Evan itself?
No, of course not. An Evan can't be Mekabel Tumah. The Begadim and the Kelim underneath the Evan. Even though this Evan is immovable, and that's the Lashon of Misama, and nonetheless there's a Tuma on those things that are beneath it. It could be it's not even in contact with these things. So where do we get that Lashon from? We get the Lashon when the Daryavesh covered over the bor, which Daniel was. So it says over there that they brought a Tayit Evan Chada, the Sumat Alpum Guba. They took on top of the Gov Arayot, an enormous stone. V'chatmei malka baskite, the king sealed that stone that nobody should dare move it. And he brought also all of the seal rings of all of his noblemen. And that way, Lamaisa, he had in mind to protect them, because he knew they wanted to kill him, so that there shouldn't be a nace. So he made it sound as if he's doing this in order... Let's not let him get out, no matter what. Or nobody should be able to put some sleeping potion onto the lions. But Maisi knew that they were going to go kill Daniel. So therefore, he insisted on making sure that nobody would get near this thing. And the Lashon over there is, Vesumat Apumguba. So therefore, we take this lashon Evan Misama, because it was sumat, something that needed to be lifted with a crane and put down. So it's not movable. Okay. So why would we be geyser such a thing? My time. So why would we be geyser such a thing? What do you mean? Why do we say it's a gzeira? So again, says the Chassam Sefer, death is definitely broken. There's no bigger broken keli than a dead body. So obviously it would only be a gzeira de Rabbanan. Now we're clearing, okay, but what would the Rabbanan accept as a broken kli, a totally broken kli? We're going to see a machlokas, whether you need an actual decay of the body or whether it's enough the beginning of the decay, that we'll see. But certainly, midyaraita, there shouldn't be any chashash of tumah of zivas. Oh, my Rab, because the Rabbanan were afraid that close to death, this person may be in a coma, barely breathing, not, the doctor doesn't realize that the person's really alive, assumes that he's dead. So, Gezeira Shema Yit Alpha, and Lamaisa was Metame Mechaim. Therefore, they were Gezer until such time that there's no Chashash at all, will be Gezer. Tana Mishum Rebbe Eliezer Amru, we don't have to be Gezer, Morshi Achi Baka Kresa. The point already that the stomach expands to the point where it explodes from gases, and you don't need the decay of a body. So that's enough that it's already not shayach to tumah that would only be mechayim. And an eved kechavim shemaid, you don't have to worry about this new tumah. Tanya Amar Rebbe Mipnei Ma Amro eved kechavim shemaid tar milatani b'masa. Why do we say, and of course, b'masa, we don't mean b'masa, we mean with Evan Misama. Lefishain tumato mechayim idivrei Torah at all. An eved kechavim is not shayach to being metame b'zivas. Only a Yisrael can be metame mechayim. Animals of the kachavim are not shayach to tumah mechayim. Chayim itself makes tumah impossible. The Rabbanan were geyser to give them a din of zovim, as we saw. So it's all midivrei sefer. Since it's only midivrei sefer, we're not going to be machmir shemat yisalef. That's already a gezeira legezeira, so to speak. Turn Rabbanan. Shnei ma'asar dvarim shalu anshe Alexandria at Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. Rather, what is the Rabbi Yeshua? No, we think about the Sikhi before of the Teya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. And these questions that they asked them, three of the questions were really Divrei Chachma. Three of the questions were Divrei Agadata. They wanted to understand more philosophy. Three of them were Stam Divrei Borud. It was the ridiculous questions. And three of them were questions of Anoge and Derech Eretz. So let's start with the three of Divrei Chachma, because that is our Sikhi. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya comes to town, and they ask him like this: what would be the din of a zav and a nidav yoledet and a metzera who mechayim would be metame as bevin misama, and they died ad matay metamin b'masa amar lehem ach yimok abasar. Okay, so he passed to them like our Mishnah, and not like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer ach yibok akresa. The next question they asked was like this. Suppose that, now we're talking about a Yisrael, no, not a Kohen. So Yisrael's Megarish's wife, she goes gets married to somebody else. The husband, that husband dies, now he takes her back. So now he's a Mazer Grushasa. The question is, what is her halak?
Mazer
Grushasa, obviously, Bisser. The question is the child Roi for Kohen or not? So what do we? I mean, the pashtas they asked them. You should say a kavachomer. If an almana to in kohen gadol, we're over there. It's only an isser in this unique circumstances of kohen gadol. One guy in the whole planet has this isser. So any sura shava bakol. Nonetheless, halacha is the child of such a marriage is a cholo and b'dap pagum. So over here, isura shava bakol. Nobody in the world is allowed to be ma'aseh grushasa. So ain't a din shabdah pogum. So kol shekain, the child should be pogum to the kuhuna. Oh, Dilma, the question that we have is: look, there's a big difference because the almana l'kohen gadol he atzma mitchalelet. So over here, the moment she goes and she has relations now with this kohen gadol, she herself becomes a chalala. So if that's the case, she at this point is a surah to every kohen. Fine. This magzer grusha say is this is a. This is a guy, a Yisrael. Yisrael doesn't create halalus. So, okay, it's a disser shava b'kol, but I mean, over there, there's no din of a kol. If she marries a Yisrael, there's no problem. She's not b'kololot. So, Mamela, maybe the din in the Pegimas Haben is specifically because she herself is Peguma. How do you know that just because a woman is not shayach to the kahuna, therefore a child is not shayach to the kahuna, and the kohen is not allowed to marry the offspring of a Yisrael who's marcha grushosek? Maybe not. Omar lahem, it's a beferish of posik. It says in the posik, lo yuchal ba'ala rishana shashulcha, lo shuv lekachta, why ki toeva yi lifnei Hashem. So the toiva, yi widarshin hi toiva, veimbanea toivi, which means that there's no pigam in the child. So the pasuk goes out of its way to tell you what the halacha was in that case. Any? Vakiyas, Ravina Mamasibirbechanina. Toya, Voloyadana Maiti Yufte, Vikaglon, Neshavua Kabadati, Tlakaman, Beleluta, Matpalina, and Law, but be a mom, and we do not Matpalina, and Law. But Isaac Kadaitachak Rav says, "Lo bein tzvurin lefanenu." Why aren't we tovelat bifanenu? Maybe a moment haminat felina, because Dumi oledet zacher bezov he, and this is already the end and of the loss of furin. El alav shvaminat bein tzvurin lefanenu. I see what the question. Lavu kimnat Rabbi Akiva, the rabbi bein tzvurin lefanenu. But the others that argue on him, all you don't need. Who says? Ah, that I know from this bride at the time. To ah, shamra yomechatamira iti, madmilino ta tesha tvilot, shiva lanina vitrela ziva. If it's been ashvasha, tamira iti, madmilino ta yudalev tvilot, yudalev. How do we get so many maya vidatayu? Because if she's bought lefaninu, so then we now have tmadya lanida v'tlat laziva. And if she says lo raiti kol ikramat belina notar chamesh esrei tefilot, Amarav, very funny. I did it alotina daina begalche the itle tura lirichad yuma the letle tura liritre yuma. So, okay, a smart kid who is Itma, poor people, with Ramilu Yatma Bar Malata, Yagale Turiozo Nachsino, and then he says to them, okay, everybody the Itle Tura Lishko Chad Mashka, anybody the Letle Tura Lishko Tre Mashka. Amrele, my eye the karma, Domlu, why not? Sov Dina ke Tchila Dina lab mandaletle yodif, Sov Dina nami mandaletle yodif. So, Achinami. Maximum but if she says now all of a sudden she needs chamesh esrei tefilot. Ella ema. Obviously we're going to have to mitarets the braita. So what she said was, of course raiti but any odeh kam raiti and I don't know bimei nida raiti bimei ziva raiti. So then matvilinu nata chamesh esrei tefilot. And here's how it would work out. If Ataila Kaman be a mama, so then Yavin Allah Shavla Nida Utmanya Laziva. If she was at the Kaman de Leiluta, so then we would give her Tmanya Lanida Vishavla Ziva. Excuse me? Ziva? You'd have to give Tmanya Lanida, so then you would have 16. Okay, you're right. The truth is, Idi Vidi Shavla Nida Vitmanya Laziva. The thing is, that since the Bileiluta, the Tmanya Lanida boy, so the ziva the psikale, because by ziva lo shna ki atika ma biyamama lo shna ki atika ma belaylia. Over there chashivla the needed lo pasikle, because then it depends already. I'm going to have to start talking about when she came ki atika ma belayluta by itmanya. If ki atika biyamama, so over there loka by itmanya. So I'm not going to count that one. That's why I say 15, even though lamaisa there may be cases of 16. Now. The kasha is like this: Isaac adayter svurin lefanenu beina. So kol hanin tvilut lomali tispar shiva, and that will be the only time that hoder titva el alav shmam. You know that somebody is saying that we're going to count shivas lekiim, even though they're not svurin lefanenu, and that must be rabbanani damer lo bein and svurin lefanenu. Omle ravach brayin v'yosu ravash. Listen. We don't know what she said. I mean, you were the one who said that, what she must have said. So, laf to rutzikam atar tziran la. So, why not go all the way and say that she said that maybe she was Sephardi. So Teresa Vemachi, I was Sephardi, Veniyadat Kama Sephardi, Ibi Meinida Sephardi, Beziva Sephardi, Matbalina Dutar Chamesh Zerei Tefillot, for all the worst case possibilities. Wait a minute, but if she says Beferish that she was Sephardi, it's just that any Yodat Kama Sephardi, so how do you get 15? It's only 14. Because Chad Yuma, at least she already counted. Yev Shelo Sofra one day, so Chosra Latvila. Okay, so I mean, Eba any Yodat, Im Sephardi, Lo Sephardi, Sephardi, Kama Sephardi, I have no idea. Azov, Azavava, Nidava, Yoledet, Vamitzora, Shemetu. Mitamin b'masach imoka basa over kechovim shemeit is immediately torn in the tame in this tumah. Beit Shammai omrim, we have to assume that kol anashim metot nidot. Beit Hillel omrim ein nida la shemeit nida. Now, when you say b'masa, what is that supposed to mean? Ilei b'masa mamish or to kol meit bin lametami b'masa. What does it have to do with being as over as over? Elamai b'masa must mean be'evan misama. That lashon comes from the Haiti Devan Choda, the Summat al Punguba. My time, Amar Rav, because look, it could be during their lifetime, Shema Yit Alfa, so it's a gezeira. And the Tanim Shomer B'Liezer Amru, what do you need to have Achi Moka Basar? Achi Baka Kresa? Ovikachom Shabbat Tanya Amru Rebbe Bibdim Amru, Ovikachom Shabbat Tormin Latame at all b'masa. The fish ain't to matamikai mi divrei Torah anyway. Let me divrei Sefer. So we're going to make this gezerah shema yitalev. Turn around and shnei masor dvarim shalu anshe Alexandria at Rabbi Yeshua ben Chinana. Shlosha divrei chokma, shlosha divrei agoda, shlosha divrei bolut, and shlosha divrei derech eretz. Shlosha divrei chokma zav azav avanida vayoledet vametzora. Shemeitu admotai mitam im b'masa. And he answered them, amar lam achi moka basa. The next question he has about Meshulach at Mai Lekohen. Mi Amrin Kavachomer. If an Amon, Lekohen Gadosh, any Surashava Bekol, but not Pogum, Zosh, Surashava Bekol, Eno Dinshavina Pogum, Odilma, Malaman, Lekohen Gadosh, Yatma, Mitchalelet. Whereas to Yisrael, obviously it's a Shaykh Mitchalelet. Omar Lehem, He Toeva. The Torah says, Beferish Ki Toeva Yilashem. And therefore, Ibn Yatuab Him.